From John chapter 11, verses 17 to 27 and 38 through 34. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you have sent me." When he said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." There's a small note in our scripture, a small thing that happens that I'm always drawn to in this story. It's that when Jesus goes to roll away the tomb of Lazarus, he's stopped, not by a question of what are you doing or what's the purpose, but by Martha, who tells him, "Don't do that. It's going to smell bad." It's pretty obvious that a tomb in the first century would not smell great after 4 days, and so on the surface, this seems like good advice. Stay away from the tomb. It smells bad. But Jesus does something surprising here. He enters in to the death and despair in order to bring Lazarus out. This is how we should approach life too, because there's a lot of death and despair in our own world today. We should be the living. We should turn away from death and despair and hopelessness, not only because it smells bad, but more importantly, that's not how Jesus calls us to live. Yet here's the thing. Sometimes we stay in the tomb we have created. Yet Jesus, the resurrection and the life, is calling us out, calling us in to abundant life. But first, let's go back to the story for a bit. This is another really long story, and so we didn't read it all. So here's a quick recap. Jesus hears that his friend Lazarus is quite ill. Instead of going immediately to Lazarus, Jesus hangs around where he is for another 2 days. Why? Because he already knows what's going to happen. He tells his disciples early on in the story that Lazarus' illness will not lead to death. The disciples are unsure anyway if they want to go back to Judea, since the last time they were there, which was when Jesus healed the blind man, which we talked about last week if you were here, that didn't end well for him. He was almost stoned to death. But Jesus is not deterred and goes to Bethany, where Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha live. If you're really good with your Bible, you might know that Mary and Martha here are the same Mary and Martha featured in the story where Jesus visits them. And Martha is the one busy getting everything ready. And Mary is sitting listening to Jesus. And Jesus tells Martha that Mary has chosen the better way to be in the presence of Jesus. Martha, though, gets redeemed in this story because she gets to be the one that goes out to meet Jesus and proclaim Jesus to be the Messiah. And so Martha runs and greets Jesus, and they have a conversation that we're going to return to shortly where Jesus declares that he is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is then greeted by Mary and joins her and the rest of the mourners. Jesus is greatly moved and he weeps for his friend Lazarus. Then he goes to Lazarus's tomb. Martha warns him that it will smell bad. And then Jesus calls Lazarus out from the tomb. A man, dead for 4 days, walks out of a tomb very much alive. Jesus commands the crowd to unbind him from his burial clothes so that they may be returned among the living. This is the last miracle of Jesus in the Gospel of John. In the next chapter, we read about Palm Sunday, and from there on out, the gospel covers the last week of Jesus' life. Seems pretty clear for me that Jesus saved the best miracle for last. After all, turning water into wine and healing the sick and feeding the 5,000 and walking on water, all of that is impressive, but it is nothing on bringing back a man to life who's been dead for 4 days. And of course, even with a miracle like this, this point of the story is more than Jesus just raising Lazarus from the dead. After all, it takes 45 verses in the Gospel of John to tell this entire story, and only 7 of them cover the actual miracle. To discover the meaning of this, we need to back up to that conversation between Martha and Jesus. When Jesus first arrives, Martha goes to greet him and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus replies, "Your brother will rise again." And then Martha says, "Well, I know he'll rise again on the resurrection in the last day." And then Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." This is the important part, the meaning. Jesus could have just said, "I'm the resurrection." That's true. Jesus could have promised Martha and us what Martha already knows, that we'll live forever with Jesus, that we will go to heaven when we die. That's a great promise, the promise that death is not the final word for us. But Jesus does more than that. He also says, "I am the life." The life. Not the life someday or the life in the future. The life right now. And because Jesus is the life right now, he goes to the tomb and he calls Lazarus out from death into life. Right now. Because Jesus is life, there is only life for us. Not just in eternity, but now. Why? Because Jesus cares about us. Jesus loves us. Jesus is with us at all times, even as we see in this story, in our worst times. And even in our worst moments, Jesus is providing us with life. Jesus gives Lazarus, a dead man, life. And Jesus gives us life right now, too. Now, despite the offer of life from Jesus, we often find ourselves stuck smelling in tombs. Lazarus was in a tomb for 4 days because he was actually dead. But we find ourselves in tombs all the time. We find ourselves in tombs of worry when we don't know what the future will hold. We find ourselves in tombs of doubt when we aren't sure what to believe. We find ourselves in tombs of loss, maybe the loss of a loved one or the loss of what we thought our life would be. We find ourselves in tombs of scarcity as we deal with not having enough. We find ourselves in tombs of hurt, perhaps being hurt by others or our own decisions. We find ourselves in tombs of fear about the world or our lives. We find ourselves in tombs of the past when we're defined by our past mistakes or failures. We find ourselves in tombs and things start to get smelly, and we're missing out on the life that Jesus is offering. But here's the thing. Jesus calls us out of tombs today. As you sit here, Jesus is calling you out of whatever tomb you find yourself in. Jesus calls for you to be unbound by whatever's holding you in the tomb and set free to life. Jesus calls you out of the darkness of your tomb into the light of life. Jesus is calling you by name out of the tomb. Jesus is calling, come out. Jesus is calling you into life and the here and now. The promise of life from Jesus starts now. Jesus gives us life now. What does that life look like? It looks like a life free from tombs. It looks like a life that frees us from our past and leads us into a future full of hope and potential. It looks like a life where we're unbound and where others are gathered around us to help us set free, just like Lazarus encountered when he walked out of the tomb. It looks like a life where Jesus is with us, whether we're weeping or rejoicing. It looks like a life where we can be people of hope and love and grace, people who are alive.